Okay, so are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, so I was able to contact the service provider, and they are stating it's going to be an additional 82 minutes.
82 minutes? Jesus Christ. Can you call, like, another tire repair guy? Maybe it'll be faster?
If we do, I cannot promise you it's going to be any faster because the lease they usually give is about 60 minutes.
60 minutes. But this guy's saying 82 minutes, right?
Yes, sir, but I can't guarantee I can find one right away.
Yeah, because I chatted with a guy here, and he was, like, willing to come out. He was just saying that the prices was 80 to come out and then 25 for the repair. I don't know. Do you want his number or what?
No, so we have to contact people we're in a contract with.
Oh. So I have no choice, right?
I did have them call me back because that is not what the driver sent them. It's what their system shows. So as soon as their driver is going to give us a call back with them shortly to see what the actual time would be, that's just the time their system has to show. So there could be a lesser time than that. We're just waiting on the driver to give us a call back.
Oh, so he hasn't really given you an ETA?
No, that's the driver has not, no, but that's what their system has showed.
So it could be anywhere from an hour to 2 hours, maybe 5 hours right now, right?
No, sir, I did not say 5 hours.
What I'm saying is, like, but you don't have no ETA of how long it's going to be, right?
Their system is showing 82 minutes, but that's why I'm saying their driver is going to give them a call back to see if it is going to be a lesser time.
Yeah, all right. There's nothing I can do about it. Okay. So just sit and wait, right?
If we do get any additional information, we'll give you a call back as soon as we figure out anything else.
And this guy, whoever your contractor is, right, he knows how to fix the tires because it's just a tire. So maybe it has a nail in it or something, or just needs to be pulled out. Does he have the right equipment? Do you know all that or no?
Okay, so it looks like you're trying to get a tire inflation.
Well, it's like flat, so obviously there's something in it, right? So maybe it just needs to be pulled out, a nail or something, and then.
Okay, yeah, once he gets there, if there's a nail in it, yeah, he can definitely take a look at that.
Okay. And then, okay, well, that's fine. Let's say he comes here and I need a new tire. You guys pay for that?
No, sir. You would have to get it towed to a shop, but if the shop is closed at the moment, we would have to take it to a residence, or a spare would have to be put on if you have one available.
And then I'd take it to, like, what, a landlord dealership, and then you guys will fix it, or what? You pay for that, or what?
No, sir. We don't pay for tires.
You don't pay for tires because it's underneath the warranty. Still, right?
You would have to contact your insurance provider. This is roadside assistance, so roadside assistance would not pay for anything your vehicle needs fixed.
This is Ally?
We're the roadside assistance for that company, you would have to contact your coverage.
Contact Ally, right?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay, that's what I was thinking. Okay, cool. Okay. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, sir. You're welcome, sir.
All right.